Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby! Hey, hey, everybody, it's Andrew, and welcome to episode 150 of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'll be having a discussion with Cleveland Browns YouTuber, CrazyDog99. You can follow him on YouTube, and you can also follow him on Instagram. His handle is at CrazyDog99. I had a blast talking about the Jags and Browns matchup with CrazyDog99. It was really fun. I enjoyed it, and I hope you do as well. Here's my discussion with Cleveland Browns YouTuber, CrazyDog99. CrazyDog99, thanks for taking the time to come on the show, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
So can you tell me a little bit about how you became a Cleveland Browns fan?
Well, the funny thing is I was born when the team had already left. So we didn't have a team when I lived, because I live in West Virginia now. I actually moved like a couple months ago. But when I was born, we were subject to Steelers and I think Bears, Lions and stuff. And it wasn't that fun. My dad always told me like he didn't enjoy watching football when the team wasn't here. Gotcha. Then in 1999, the team came back and right here I am. I've been a fan ever since pretty much.
Awesome. Yeah. I had kind of a similar situation. My dad was a Redskins fan, but we lived there. Now the Washington football team, excuse me, but, yeah, we lived in Florida and Jacksonville, and then around 95 when the Jags became an expansion team, and then I just kind of naturally became a Jags fan. But yeah, man, I hear you. Let's jump into this matchup, Jags versus Browns, week 12 matchup. Jags are 6.5-point dogs in this game, and I was listening to the to Quincy Carrier, the Browns YouTuber, and he was saying that this could be like a trap game potentially, or like an upset game for the Jags. What's kind of your take on that, and do you agree with him?
I mean, I kind of do agree with him because we have the Titans coming up next week, and we got to really be careful that we're not looking forward to them. Like, we still got to take care of the Jaguars. Like, this ain't going to be no cakewalk. You know, they're still a professional team. You know, they got some decent players. Miles Jack, they have a couple other ones. I know they actually just today announced that DJ Chark's out. So that's going to be a bad one for the Jags. Conley's out. I think Norwell's out. You know, we don't have Denzel or Miles. So, I mean, we can't just go walking into this game expecting to win. We got to go out and take care of business. You know, this reminds me a lot of what happened in 2014. Ironically, we were playing the Jaguars coming off a big win against the Steelers, and we came into Jacksonville and we got stomped. You know, we got to come in here and just play like our usual game.
Yeah. Yeah.
This ain't going to be no cakewalk. We got to take care of business.
Yeah. You guys have a tough schedule coming up. I mean, like our tough couple games coming up, you know, the Ravens, the Steelers and the Titans. So, you know, I guess let's just jump to that. I mean, do you see with those, you know, three games that are very, very tough games, do you see the Browns, you know, making it to the playoffs or maybe getting a wild card?
Well, the way I see it, if we can stay healthy and, you know, we've had a little bout with the sickness lately here, but hopefully that clears up. But if we can just stay healthy, get Denzel back, hopefully by the Jersey trip, because we have 2 weeks in Jersey. We have, you know, the Steelers, like you said, week 17. If we can get healthy by then, I think we can make it.
Gotcha. So, you know, going into this game against the Jaguars, obviously a lot of injuries on both sides. What do you think the game plan is going to be for the Browns?
I think it's going to be just like it's always been all year. Run the ball. Yeah. Use Chubb and Hunt. It don't matter if it's sunny. It don't matter if it's snowing and windy. It's like, we're going to run the ball and you got to stop us.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if the Jags, you know, can't stop the run and can't stop, you know, Chubb, it's going to be potentially a beatdown. it could be a rough game. You know, we've been, I think, pretty good against the run, you know, this season, but I think if we let a couple of big plays, you know, happen, I think, we could get demoralized and it could be a long day for Jacksonville. But, if we're able to stop you guys on against the run, I mean, I think it could be an interesting game.
Yeah. I mean, you know, earlier this year we faced the Colts and they had a very, very good run defense. And it took us about 3.5 quarters to really break through. But I think the way I see us doing it is we're just going to chip away, you know, get these like small gains, just all control. And then at the end, we're just going to hit you with a big run and that'll put you out of your misery.
So, you know, you mentioned Myles Garrett, defensive end. He's going to be out. Then you have, you know, Williams, right? Greedy Williams and
Denzel Ward's out too. Greedy hasn't played all year. He's got like a nerve issue in his shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, do you think with those, you know, key players being out, do you see that being a potential issue for the Cleveland defense?
I mean, with Garrett being out, I mean, if Vernon does what he did last week, we'll be fine. Now, in terms of Denzel, if Chark was playing, I was going to be really worried. But then again, you got to worry about Chenault and all the other guys. I mean, this would be the kind of game where somebody that we've never heard of goes crazy on us. That's usually happened before.
Yeah.
But, I think with Denzel being out, it's a little worrisome, especially when you got Sendejo back there. And of course, Ronnie Harrison, who you guys know very well.
Yeah.
I think we'll be all right in the secondary position. Taki Taki's out as well. He's got the virus, so we won't see him. I thought it really means anything because he isn't really all that good. But
I thought Ronnie Harrison had an injury. Maybe he's like he might have been questionable. I'm not. I thought I saw that on the injury report, but maybe I'm wrong. But yeah. That would be an interesting kind of poetic justice, right? If Ronnie Harrison had a big game against Jacksonville.
Yeah, that would be something.
So, you know, Baker Mayfield, going to him, like, he's having a pretty good season so far. He's only thrown 7 picks this year. You know, last year he threw, what, 21? And then the year before mm-hmm. that, I think he threw 14. Do you see him being the guy for Cleveland in the long term?
I mean, I could see him being the guy. I mean, right now, Stefanski, with the way Stefanski's offense is set up, he's essentially a game manager. We're not relying on him. Now, when Chubb went out, we saw exactly what Baker, you know, used to do. We relied heavily on his arm, and relying on Baker is like playing Russian roulette. You just don't know what you're going to get. You know, we had that game against the Bengals. He threw 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. You know, and I think there was a game where he's thrown quite a few picks in those games without Chubb. And then Chubb came back, and we went right back to what we were doing before.
Yeah.
So essentially our game plan is, you know, just tell Baker to just, you know, take care of the ball, move the ball down the field, you know, use your play-action bootlegs and find the open man. Don't do anything stupid, and just let Chubb and Hunt eat. Pretty much.
I can see a lot of play action happening. I mean, I just think with Jacksonville's secondary has just been like just such a mess right now. You know, with C.J. Henderson being out, and you know, Sidney Jones and just so many injuries. I could see Baker, you know, like you said, doing a play action and just going deep after, you know, giving the ball to Chubb a lot. I definitely could see that happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially because no Josh Allen either.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're going to have to find a way to get pressure on, Mayfield. And that's going to be essential. And it's going to be tough because we've had trouble with the pass rush all year, but it'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, there have been some rumors about OBJ, you know, on social media. I've seen that he, you know, may be considering a trade or going somewhere, you know, next season. What are your thoughts about that? Do you see that, you know, as a possibility?
I mean, not really, but honestly, it wouldn't surprise me given the cap figure, but I think we're going to keep Odell, you know, we'll see what happens like in a couple of years. But I think as of right now, Odell will be a Brown for right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I plan on him being with the Browns probably until his contract runs out, unless we re-sign him.
Yeah. Yeah. I can, I agree with you. Yeah. I could see him being there long-term. So, you know, what's your prediction for the score? I have mine. I have mine being 35-10 Browns. But was just kind of curious what your prediction was for the game.
That's funny, because I actually had mine at the same. I had it 35-10, but without Miles or Denzel, I might lower it a little bit to maybe, I'm going to say 28-10. I'm going to take off a touchdown.
Okay. All right. Taking the conservative prediction. I like that. I like that. Will you guys be getting the game? You're in West Virginia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're going to get the game?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I have Sunday tickets, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Same here. But I was going to say, if you didn't get the game, you're welcome to stop by. I do like live reactions and play by play on my YouTube channel, and the more the merrier. But well, hey man, thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it. I like your YouTube channel a lot. I think you got great content, and keep it up, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, I watched a couple of your videos. You got some good stuff going on over there too.
Thanks, man.
I like it.
Well, hey, good luck Sunday, and we'll have to do this again sometime.
Yeah, maybe next time we face off, whenever that may be. Let me get that JYT coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks beware, we on the prowl. Game day night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.